Be my foe, Medford. The sound of the royal fanfare means that this special edition of Best of the Brits has come to an end. We fought for our independence against a nation, but not against their music. Ending the show with Tones on Tail, a great B-side released back in 1984. It was the B-side to their single Lions. And Go became the smash hit dance club single. Up ahead of that, Michael Kiwanuka. Bones, name of that one. Great request from my sister. Off his debut studio album, Home Again, released in 2012. Tindersticks, up ahead of that, I Was Your Man. From the Nottingham Band's third studio album, Curtains, released in 1997. Going out to my friend and WXCI in Danbury, Connecticut DJ, Flo. We were DJs together back in the day. False Heads, up ahead of that, one of my favorite British bands. Comfort Consumption, from their amazing 2017 EP, Gutter Press and The Clash, Know Your Rights, from their fifth studio album, Combat Rock, released in 1982. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of Best of the Brits. I had a fantastic time. I hope that you did as well. On this 4th of July, remember, when you light your firecracker, you throw your firecracker. Don't hang on to it. That's very bad. Stay safe out there. Have a great holiday, fun time, explosion-y, whatever you want to do. Enjoy yourself and be safe. And I'm going to leave the studio in the hands of Mr. Rick Deckard. He is done looking for replicas. He wants to come in and play some music. All right, it's Ryan D. signing off here in WMFO Medford. Thanks for listening, and have a great day and great 4th of July tomorrow. See you, kids. guitar.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
The rock star life. And we've been paying our dues. Paying our dues. Ow! Changing on the road, running late for the show.
Oh, help at all.
Yeah, I'm drunk and crazy. That don't help at all. Good-hearted woman, pick you up and you fall.
Thank you.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
This is my mind running wild, aging me before my time. To be young is to be divine, but I'm a sour as a grape on the sadness. I am thrown down, but I don't take it too seriously now. So lonely, pining for love. I wake up with my secrets all laid out, waiting for the sadness.
You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Yeah. WMFO in Medford.